a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Kids in poverty are nearly twice as likely to develop a cavity as other kids. And oral health problems can lead to all kinds of other problems, not just health problems. A toothache can keep a kid from learning. One way to ensure kids have healthy teeth is to bring dentistry services into schools. And this is a story about that. Beneath a purple poster for The Diary of a Wimpy Kid and between shelves of books, a third grader slides into a vinyl dentist chair.
Slide yourself up and get your head up here.
For most of the year, this space is the library at Congress Elementary in Grand Rapids. But since school began last week, this corner of the library has been a dentist's office.
Okay, open up big. I want to see those new teeth.
Dental hygienist Julie Hilton first puts a sealant on a back molar. The American Dental Association recommends sealants for children around the second or third grade as a way to prevent tooth decay and cavities. But research from the Centers for Disease Control shows that kids in poverty are less likely to receive sealants and more likely to develop cavities later on. Congress Elementary has a high percentage of kids in poverty. But for many of the kids Hilton sees, this isn't their first trip to the dentist. The program that brings Hilton to schools like this one has been operating in Kent County since 1992. Some of the kids she sees are preschool age.
We start young, and hopefully by the time we get to this age, everything's taken care of.
But if it weren't for this program, if there weren't dental visits inside the schools, many of these kids wouldn't have dental care at all.
The majority of them are not getting services anywhere. There just isn't any place to take them.
Peg Betzinger runs the school-linked health center program at Cherry Street Health Services in Grand Rapids. She says last year the school dental program served about 13,000 students in Kent County at 75 different schools. For many kids, it was the only dental visit of the year. Betzinger says the program is designed to serve families who otherwise wouldn't be able to set up an appointment.
We bring the services to them. The parents don't have to leave work. They don't have to get the kids out of school, drive them to the dentist office.
This school-based model for dental care has been expanding for this very reason. The Michigan Primary Care Association says there are now more than 80 school-based health centers in Michigan, many of which include dental services. And it's not just convenience that's driving the trend.
Pretty much a lot of the patients are having difficulty in accessing care because a lot of dentists do not take Medicaid.
Bill Piskorowski is the Assistant Dean for Community-Based Dental Education at the University of Michigan. He's in charge of a program that sends dental students out to clinics across the state. And those clinics mostly serve low-income patients because most private dental practices don't accept the insurance that covers those patients.
Only 10% of the population in our state of dentists actually are involved with Medicaid.
Piskorowski says that's because the reimbursement rate for Medicaid-eligible patients doesn't cover costs. So dentists who accept low-income patients on Medicaid lose money. There is a state program to help them not lose money on children who receive Medicaid. The Healthy Kids Dental Program boosts the reimbursement rate for kids. It's been proven to improve access to dental care for kids from low-income families. The program currently exists in all but 8 Michigan counties. Another 3 will get the program soon. But Kent County still doesn't have it. So for many parents who want to send their child to a dentist, the best bet may just be to send them to school. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.